Have you ever felt that invisible ceiling holding you back? That sense that you've reached your maximum potential? Most limitations we experience aren't fixed boundaries, but self-imposed caps we've allowed to remain in place. In No Limits, John C. Maxwell reveals a powerful formula for breaking through these perceived limitations. Awareness plus ability plus choices equals capacity. Think of capacity like a 10-speed bike. As Charles Schulz wisely observed, life is like a 10-speed bike. Most of us have gears we never use. We're riding around in first or second gear, unaware of the tremendous power available if we just shift up. Everyone possesses 7 key capacities based on natural talents: energy, emotional, thinking, people, creative, production, and leadership. Beyond these lie choice-based capacities like responsibility, character, abundance, and discipline. When you pair developing your natural capacities with maximizing your choices, you create personal momentum toward your potential, not from one big push, but from many continual pushes over time. Consider this sobering thought from Navy SEALs. When you think you're done, you're only at 40% of what your body is capable of. What if you assumed you had 60% more capacity than you've ever believed possible? Even if it's only 10% more, wouldn't that still transform your life? Nik Vujicic was born without arms or legs, yet he's written 5 books, acted in movies, appeared on Oprah, and spoken to hundreds of millions worldwide. Despite facing bullying and suicidal thoughts at age 8, Nik refused to be defined by limitations. He believes the place between your comfort zone and your dream is where life takes place. We must distinguish between unchangeable limitations and those we can remove. Birth caps, birthplace, family circumstances, genetics, and life caps, accidents, illnesses, losses, remain outside our control. The most restrictive caps are often those placed on us by others or ourselves. Self-imposed caps are particularly limiting. Many form beliefs like, "I can't do math," or "I'll never be a leader," early in life and carry them indefinitely. These caps loosen through exposure to new ideas and successful people via possibilities, examples of other success, inspirational content, experimentation, small wins, and finally that eureka moment when everything clicks. Remember, you can succeed if others don't believe in you, but not if you don't believe in yourself. As Nik says, life may not be going well for you now, but as long as you are here, as long as you press forward, anything is possible. While we can't expand time, we can influence our energy. Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz argue in The Power of Full Engagement that energy, not time, is the fundamental currency of high performance. To maximize energy, use the 3 R's: requirement, what you must do; return, what you do well; and reward, what you love. Activities offering rewards or high returns energize you, while requirements rarely do unless aligned with the other R's. 5 questions to help maximize your energy. 1. The plugged-in question. When am I fully charged? Most people energize when using their gifts, investing in relationships, and adding value. 2. The depletion question. What wears me down? Working against natural talents depletes energy. 3. The proximity question. How accessible are my energy pluses? Keep inspirational resources and supportive people nearby. 4. The 100% question. When do I need to be full of energy? Identify moments requiring your complete focus. 5. The margin question. Where is the space for unplanned necessities? Creating gaps allows for spontaneity, recovery, and wiser energy use. Emotional capacity is the ability to handle adversity, failure, criticism, change, and pressure positively. Emotionally strong individuals process difficulties effectively, building capacity and moving toward their potential, while others give up or develop unhealthy coping mechanisms under stress. Emotionally strong people proactively manage emotions rather than becoming victims of feelings. As researcher M. Ash noted, motions are the precursors of emotions. We influence emotions through actions. They avoid self-pity, like PGA golfer Richard Lee, who welcomes the ball, regardless of its lie, focusing on recovery rather than misfortune. They maintain control of their relationships while accepting uncontrollable circumstances, as Nelson Mandela demonstrated during his 27-year imprisonment. They convert experience to insight through reflection, follow the 24-hour rule to limit the impact of successes and failures, and embrace challenges as essential for development. Success begins with thought. Our thinking shapes our destiny. High achievers think differently. To increase your thinking capacity, follow these 12 steps. First, value your thinking rather than letting valuable thoughts slip away. Second, clarify your thinking by writing it down. Third, capture your thinking in a designated place. Fourth, evaluate your thinking after 24 hours to separate good ideas from bad ones. Fifth, express your thinking verbally. And sixth, share it with others. Seventh, test your concepts with audiences. Eighth, expand your thinking through questioning. Ninth, own your thinking. When you truly embrace an idea, you'll invest significant resources in it. 10th, implement your thinking by launching it. 11th, make your thinking work by successfully landing it. 12th, mature your thinking by upgrading it after success. Celebrate achievements, but continue improving your ideas. Reaching your capacity isn't just about personal achievement, but about relationships and how your gifts complement others. The most important business decision is developing great long-term relationships with people who can help you make a difference. To build better relationships and increase relational capacity, follow these 7 key steps. First, value people daily through genuine care. Second, make yourself more valuable by improving yourself to have more to give. Third, put yourself in their world by shifting focus from yourself to others. Fourth, benefit others by wanting more for people than from them. Fifth, be a consistent, dependable friend. Sixth, create great memories through intentional planning. Seventh, apply the power of proximity principle. Get next to 10 people who can take you to the next level. Jim Collins notes, "Greatness is not a function of circumstance. Greatness is largely a matter of conscious choice and discipline." This applies to capacity, too. In the capacity equation, awareness plus ability plus choices equals capacity. Awareness is learned, ability is innate, and choices enhance both. The Rule of 5 strategy demonstrates this principle. Take 5 axe swings daily to eventually fell a massive tree. This approach combines intentionality, practicality, focus, action, and consistency. 10 capacity-expanding choices include responsibility, putting you in control, character, built through daily right choices, abundance thinking, opening possibilities versus scarcity thinking, discipline, bridging the gap between what you do and what you're capable of, and intentionality, transforming success into significance. Others include attitude, risk, spiritual, growth, and partnership choices. Your journey to unlimited potential begins with recognizing that most limitations exist only in your mind. By expanding awareness, developing abilities, and making intentional choices, you can break through self-imposed caps and unleash your potential.